This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
It is like deja vu. Every Saturday it's like deja vu. Welcome to The Good Life. I'm Guy Bauer. Food, wine, and fun beers. That's what we do on Saturday here at the KNSS Good Life Studio. Welcome to the program. Don't forget, if you wanted to find out what we were going to talk about today, you'd have gone to goodlifeguy.com. You'd have followed me on the Book of Faces and Twitter, and then you'd know, and you'd be in the know. Today's program is going to be so fun. This time of year, I get a lot of new and exciting products from some of my favorite PR folks, and this is no exception. This show is really about getting ready for Valentine's Day, and I think there's still time to order products from both of these fine companies that we're going to talk about. We've got some really cool hot sauces with really cool labels for Valentine's Day, like hot wife, hot husband, hot girlfriend, hot boyfriend. You get the picture. Later in the program, Dave's Sweet Tooth Toffee. Soft toffee and flavors with dark chocolate, milk chocolate, coffee, peanut butter. Oh, my goodness. Berries. Great stuff. And then I got a great wine of the week. If you're going to keep it sweet for Valentine's Day, you ought to have a port. I did a great port class at WSU this past week. And one of my all-time favorites, even outside of that class, but in that class as well, was not really a port. It was a port style. Not from Portugal, from Amador County, and my good friends at Terra de Oro, Montevigna. And the port is so magnificent. We'll talk about that. That's the wine of the week. Of course, brought to you by Jacob Liquor Exchange. Now that I've talked fast, let's slow down and talk about hot sauce. The company's called Southern Airs. The VP and mistress of hot sauce is Miss Judith Ray, and she's nice enough to join us today. Hi, Judith.
Hi, Guy. How are you doing?
The only thing that'd make it better, Judith, is if we were sitting face-to-face with, well, I would say some kind of food product to pour all the sauces on, but they're so unique and different. All I need is a spoon. I've been drinking out of the bottle.
Well, you know, it really is pretty tasty. You know, it's just a hot family, Guy. What can I tell you?
See? And I would expect nothing less. I love the picture. And, folks, the website is southernairs, all one word, .com. And if you look at the About Us, there's a family picture from probably a few years ago. Which one are you, Judith? Are you one of the little ones?
Actually, no. That would be my husband. So, Mr. John Morgan.
He's
the Georgia boy here that came up with the name of Southern Airs.
Yeah. Fitting. I love it. So let's talk about that. Talk about the company before we talk about the products, because, you know, starting a business and having great products that represent the family's traditions and the region from which they come is a challenge, and you guys seem to have found the way to do that handily.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Years ago, my husband John started making barbecue sauces, and, you know, Guy, everybody kept on saying, gosh, these are really delicious, and he's a great cook, and one thing led to another, and we're in Connecticut, so we just couldn't get that delicious Southern cuisine the way that he liked it. So one thing led to another, and here we started this business called Southern Airs, and it's about food. It's about these delicious hot sauces and just the whole culture itself. So coming out with the hot family, I don't know. Everyone seems to, they just love it because who wouldn't want to receive a bottle that says hot husband on it or a hot boyfriend? I don't know. It's, you know, there's a little bit of little love when you're putting that shake on your food or the hot sauce.
Yeah, and well, you know, John on the website has reference to the health benefits of hot sauce and how it can actually kind of give you a little boost in that love direction.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, the other thing is that just it seems that nowadays everybody, they enjoy their cuisine in so many different ways. And it seems that the hot sauce has entered into a whole new world, whether it be in a Bloody Mary or a margarita or even something simple as your eggs. And it's a nice size little package. It's 5 ounces, so any woman could slip it in her handbag if she wanted to add a little extra hot sauce when she's at a restaurant.
Yeah, well, I do it all the time, and hot sauces are popular for a lot of reasons. You know, they're low calorie. Capsaicin is good for you. You can jazz up any kind of food, and then again, going back to the About Us page on your website at southernairs.com. The paragraph below that kind of here's what we do. The South is a land of pickled peaches, and the list goes on. Fried grits with Creole, Brunswick stew, of catfish, of divinity and pound cake, of cheese straws and tomato aspic, of okra soup and oyster dressing and crab cakes and gumbo and the collard greens. And it keeps going on and on and on. And then it ends with the most appropriate of all. All with a side order of biscuits with sorghum, a cornbread made with scratch. It may not be the way all Americans eat, but they would if they knew better. And having grown up in the Deep South, I still call South Florida the Deep South. Had a lot of that stuff, and hot sauce made it right. Let's talk about some of the other products, though, because you said that hubby did barbecue sauce, and you guys got a great array of barbecue sauce.
We do. You know, it's one thing led to another, you know, whether it be our Southern classic barbecue sauce or the Carolina, which is the mustard based. A lot of people are using the kick and vinegar and they're tossing their vegetables with it. An apple hickory that has a nice smoky little flavor that goes well, believe it or not, on salmon as well as meat.
I bet.
So, you know, we have these great barbecue sauces, but even salad dressings, you know, as well as like a simple Vidalia onion and cucumber dill, which really, when you hear Vidalia onion, you think of the South automatically. And salsas, bacon, ketchup, unbelievable, great with your sweet potato fries. And a whole other family of jams, cinnamon pear jams and frog. And there's no Prince Charming when you finish the bottle of the frog jam, let me tell you.
Oh, I love it. While you're talking, I'm thumbing through, and I got to the frog jam page. But also on that page is something that intrigues me, because I have a great friend who has a big chunk of property and a horse farm out west of Wichita. And he planted a bunch of jalapeno, serrano, and habanero plants for me. And we had a jam-up harvest. I mean, more peppers than you know what to do with. And my intent was to dry them all, blend them, and make powder and as a condiment. And I did that. But we had so many peppers that I ended up jarring, canning a bunch of peppers. And then you have something here that intrigues me. I use too much vinegar, Judith. I wish now I would have done different, because they're kind of vinegary, so I have to rinse them off. Talk about sweet jalapenos and what you did to make that work.
Oh, Guy, let me tell you, they are like your new best friend. A jar of sweet jalapenos. Well, what we like is just keeping them sometimes just cold and putting them in a dish with toothpicks and just munching on them.
Mm-hmm.
Super good in drinks, believe it or not, the sweet jalapenos. But we're cooking with them. You know, we're taking a chicken breast and slicing it in half, putting some cheese and sweet jalapenos in there, saving the vinegar that it's in, and then using that with some oil for vegetables afterwards.
Oh man!
It's really our little secret treasure, the sweet jalapenos.
And is it? We have some sweetness and we have a little heat as well.
Well, you know, that's the thing about them. You know, actually, my husband said they're a lot like me. They're sweet and then they're hot. Go figure, right? So, and truly, that's just the way that they are. When you put them in, you look and you say, these aren't too hot. And then all of a sudden you bite into them. And as you do, it's a great taste.
Oh, I bet. And now you guys, you have some other products, but the majority of the products I find on the website at southernairs.com is stuff that you've made. And you mentioned frog jam. And you got to tell listeners what frog jam is.
You know, it's really fun because, you know, doing all of these different fairs that we've done as far as, you know, during the summertime, people are saying, frog, what's frog? Well, it's figs, raspberries, orange, and ginger. And it is most delicious.
Oh, my goodness.
When you have the frog jam, you think like you've never had anything like it before. It's unique. And it's not icky sweet. It's not syrupy. Great with, on toast or a bagel. But super great with brie cheese and a dollop of that. Or if you bake your brie cheese, put a nice thin layer of the frog jam. We're cooking with it as well. The cinnamon pear and the frog jam are really good on a pork loin roast. It's like so delicious.
But while you're talking and I'm reading the description, I'm thinking figs, raspberry, orange, and ginger, frog. I'm thinking a pork tenderloin, grilled chicken, and put it on right before you take it off the grill, and don't leave it on there long because I'm sure the sugar content would get it darker than you want. But just to warm it up and great flavors, a little sweet, a little spice, perfect.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what's really good, though, too, Guy, is, you know, sometimes you just don't have time to barbecue, and you just have to do it really, everything quickly. So in a simple casserole dish, putting some water and some frog jam and mixing it together and putting your cook with your holy trinity of salt, pepper, and garlic and then dolloping that on the top and just baking it in the oven, you come out like a rock star. Rock star.
I bet. I'm looking at the hot sauce now because that's really going to be the thrust. But I'll tell you what let's do. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the hot sauce, and we got to make sure we tell people how to order because I think if you were diligent and you ordered today, mine came pretty quick, you can probably get this on time for a great Valentine's Day gift.
Absolutely.
I'm Guy Barrett's Good Life. We're going to come back and talk to Judith Ray. She's from southernairs.com. You can order some fine products that have that oh-so-good southern influence. Wait till you hear about these hot sauces. You're going to love it. I just took a little swig out of Hot Wife, the sauce. She's not here in the studio with me. Dang the luck. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.